From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Venezuela's Supreme Court says opposition leaders were going to flee. Two Venezuela opposition leaders who are on house arrest have been seized from their homes by state security forces 2 days after a controversial vote creating a National Assembly to rewrite the Constitution. Venezuela's Supreme Court said that Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma were sent back to jail because official intelligence sources discovered they were planning to flee. The court also said that Lopez and Ledezma violated the terms of their house arrest by political campaigning and making statements to the media. The families of the men were taken during the early morning hours Tuesday by agents with the Venezuela Intelligence Service, SEBIN. Both families posted videos on Twitter of the men as they were taken, with Ledezma still wearing pajamas. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster.
Maduro is not just a bad leader, he is now a dictator. The United States stands with the people of Venezuela in the face of this oppression. We will work with our partners to hold accountable all those responsible for the escalating violence and ongoing human rights violations.
Lopez and Ledezma, both of them former mayors, had been under house arrest for various charges. Lopez entered the house arrest just weeks ago after spending 3.5 years in jail. A U.S. defense official confirmed to VOA that al-Shabaab's shadow governor for the Somali capital of Mogadishu was killed in a U.S. airstrike. Ali Mohammed Hussein, also known as Ali Jabal, was known for forcing Mogadishu businesses to donate money to the Islamist militants. A brief statement on the attack from the U.S. Africa Command said the airstrike took place Saturday. It said that no civilians were killed. This is VOA News.
Khakan Abbasi Saab ne 221 votes liye.
That is Ayaz Sadiq. He's the National Assembly Speaker for Pakistan, announcing that Shahid Khakan Abbasi has the 221 votes, enough to elect him as the new Prime Minister to replace Nawaz Sharif, who resigned last week following a corruption investigation. The former oil minister Abbasi is a longtime Sharif ally. He was widely expected to easily win election in the National Assembly, which is dominated by Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz Party. Abbasi is expected to serve as an interim prime minister until Sharif's younger brother Shabazz, the chief minister of Punjab province, wins a parliamentary seat in a by-election. Kenyan civil society groups took to the streets of Nairobi to demand justice in the killing of the election official found dead a week before the hotly contested nationwide polls. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf has the latest from Kenya's capital.
Several dozens protesters marched to the Electoral Commission offices Tuesday in central Nairobi, demanding justice for Chris Msando. The election official was found dead Monday after going missing Friday. According to the head of Kenya's Electoral Commission, Msando was tortured before he was killed. Anti-corruption campaigner John Githongo says Msando's killing was meant to derail the electoral process.
The timing of his torture and murder serves to undermine Kenya's election management body at this most crucial time in the work of the IEBC.
The nationwide vote is 1 week away, and the organization of the elections has been a source of tension during the past year. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The United States and Britain have offered to assist Kenya in the investigation. Islamic State in Afghanistan has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack on the Iraqi embassy compound in Kabul. It took several hours for Afghan security forces to kill three attackers. A fourth died in a suicide bombing. Interior Ministry spokesman Najib Danish said the Iraqi ambassador and staff were evacuated safely, but two Afghan workers died in the assault. U.S. President Trump signaled Tuesday that he plans to continue offering his thoughts with frequent posts on social media. As a matter of fact, he tweeted that his tweets would continue. Only the fake news media and Trump enemies want me to stop using social media, he said in the tweet. Only way for me to get the truth out. Contrary to Trump's contention, however, major U.S. news outlets, which he frequently derides as fake news, have not asked him to quit his use of social media. Rather, they frequently quote his Twitter comments and view them as a window into his thinking at any given moment, from the early hours to late at night. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.